Hey brother, it's Dan Dorr with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today I'm doing a short video on two different types of motivation. And the two different types are extrinsic motivation and intrinsic motivation. As they sound, it's either external motivation or internal motivation. So this might look like when you're doing something because it gets you a certain reward or avoids a certain punishment. That's an extrinsic motivation. So in a relationship, this might be when somebody's complaining about something that you do or don't do, and that they're going to be upset if you don't do it, if you don't follow through with their complaints, you know. Or in a work environment, this might be that you go along to work because you need to get the money, right? Or you do a certain task in a job because your boss is going to be upset with you, or you need to get a certain achievement level to be able to move up your career path up the ladder. These are all external motivations. And those external motivations oftentimes don't feel great. They often feel like you're being coerced or pushed. Versus the intrinsic motivations, so the internal motivations. These are things that are based on principles and standards and values that you choose for yourself. And so these are things that you would do anyway for yourself. You're not needing someone or some external circumstance to give you the kick up the ass to be able to actually take action on these things. It's because they're in alignment with who you want to be and how you want to be and the path that you want to evolve down. That's what these things are motivating you from. And so the intrinsic motivations, actually you feel really good in yourself and confident in yourself and secure in yourself. They build a stronger sense of self when you take action from those places. So you can take action from an extrinsic or an intrinsic motivation on the same task, right? For example, if you had someone in a relationship saying, there's a certain aspect of our relationship that I'm not happy with, right? I don't get my needs met in this way. I don't feel like you're present. I don't feel like you listen to me. I don't feel like you understand me emotionally. I don't feel like we have a good connection, right? If you're hearing those sorts of things, you can either start scrambling around and taking lots of action, trying to prove to the other person that you can meet those needs for them, or you can find a way to take that information and turn it into an internal value, right? So maybe there's a way that you can look at that and say, I want to understand this other person more. I want to understand this particular need. So if it's an emotional connection, some kind of emotional intimacy, what does that mean, right? Is that something that you can be interested in for you? Not because somebody else has said it's something that they need from you, the external motivation, but from the internal motivation. This is something that I want to find out about for me because this relationship is important to me, but ultimately I want to grow and learn and become better in myself. And so I've taken that external motivator and I've turned it into an internal motivator. And once I start understanding it more, once I start coming from that place of emotional intimacy with myself first, understanding that in myself, what I want, what I need in that particular part of my life, in that particular part of me in a relationship with somebody else, once I get a clear understanding of that, now I have the motivation to be able to give it to other people. But it's a very different experience when I'm coming at it, looking at it from a place of this is important to me and interesting to me. It's a value that I'm taking on board as part of my principles and standards, versus this is something that somebody else is saying I'm lacking, or this is something that somebody else is unhappy with. Again, I'm always going to be trying to either avoid a punishment or get a reward. You know, we often talk about the reward as validation, right? I need some kind of validation or some kind of pat on the back from somebody or something to say, well done, you've done a good job, good boy, right? And that's not an attractive thing. What is attractive is taking things and finding your own motivation, your own intrinsic interest and drive to find out about them, to learn about them, to grow and become more confident in them, just understanding them or being able to convey them or being able to lead them, right? How good would that be? Being able to take some feedback from somebody in a relationship, understand it, turn it into something that's interesting and valuable to you, just as an understanding and a place to come from, and then lead the relationship with that. That would be a great place. This is part of what we do with our guys in our men's coaching. So we would love to support you if you find yourself in a situation where maybe you're hearing something like, you don't listen to me, I shouldn't have to tell you why I'm upset. If you can't work it out yourself, then I'm not going to tell you. You should be more confident. You're too insecure. If you're hearing that sort of stuff, then it's some flags to tell you that you're probably being driven by extrinsic motivations rather than intrinsic motivations. And we would love to help you turn that around and become much more confident in yourself and know exactly how you want to respond to any situation and exactly how you want to drive things forward in your life, in your work, in your relationship with your kids, wherever. This is relevant in every part of your life, and it's an amazingly powerful tool to be able to understand and implement in your life. That's it for today. Take care, brother. Bye.